Welcome back to Two Besties on a Couch. My name is Sulon.
Hey, my name is Fox, and we are on a Two Besties on a Couch, but not that kind of couch.
Not that kind of couch at all. And we just want to reiterate that.
Yep.
Today, we are super excited. And if you see me with this hat on, it's not because Nashville. It's because it's Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. So I really want to play dress up because it's like my favorite thing in this world to do is to play dress up. I can't wait till the budget is bigger.
No, I feel that for real. Bigger budgets for real.
When the budget is bigger, the dress up is going to be crazy. I just like playing dress up, like doing shit that I'm not going to wear out in like my day to day life. You know what I mean?
No, it's
just
I feel fun. That. It is.
It's just like super fun to play.
That's why Halloween is my fave.
Halloween is very fun. So today we are sponsored by the one and only Shadow Tequila.
Yes. Shout out to our guy. Go ahead and run him up for tequila. And I believe he said he's actually going to get it online and back restocked soon. Yes. So be on the lookout for that.
Ay-ay! I'm excited about that one. Ay-ay-ay! Come on. We need Shadow.
Y'all need Shadow.
To just write that in the comments. Tell them where you got it from.
Yes. Shout out to our sponsor, Shadow. Love, love, love them. And so for our cocktails today, since let's go ahead, we're being festive. We are drinking margaritas, but not just any kind of margaritas. We did a roasted strawberry margarita, of course, with reposado, a little lime juice, and agave. So to roast the strawberries, just basically put them in the oven for like 30 minutes. Take them out, at least just get them nice and browned, and then go ahead and shake them up in your shaker. Double strain it if you don't want all the chunkiness in there. And it'll be better. I forgot the tajin, y'all, but I am team tajin. Go ahead and rim up with some tajin, and it'll be a perfect balance there. Yeah. So it's nice, sweet, and smoky.
I'm excited.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Love that. Okay. So what's been going on, my friend?
Honestly, me and my therapist is about to fight. Y'all know I missed my appointment last time. It was on me. Then she went to reschedule, and I just cannot make the rescheduled date. I'm like, wow.
Somebody always got a fucking life. It's her that shit. Girl, you're supposed to be listening to my girl problem.
Exactly. I need you.
Man, I was supposed to talk to her Tuesday.
You did?
No,
did you?
Oh, not yet. It's upcoming Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That must be nice.
We'll see.
She'll keep that one. It's on a weekday. Must be nice. Like, wow. No, but I'm joking. Sorry, friend. I love her. I just recommended her to another one of our friends, and I'm just super excited about it because she really is amazing. But
she is.
Honestly, I just wanted to catch her up on my life. Like, I've been in this place right now where I'm just like loving life. Like, I'm just so thankful for everything, the mishaps, everything. I'm just like, I'm just so, so thankful. I'm so blessed. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And honestly, I wanted to just let her know my gratitude that I have towards life, to be honest. But yeah, but I have been dealing with some stuff too, and I'm trying to kind of not think about it, but it's my weight. I really like go back and forth with this all the time. It's like right now I'm in the moment, I feel like I'm too small, like I'm too skinny, and I hate it so much, but I'm trying not to think about it too much because it really will get in my head and I'll get like depressed and I'll get down about it. And I know to a lot of people, you'll be like, what? That doesn't make sense. But to me, it's like a real thing. And I got sick last week where I was like vomiting everywhere. It was like that 24-hour like little bug or whatever. And I felt like I lost so much weight during that time. And it really like stressed me out. Like, I was like, wow. But now I'm just trying to like, so I'm still thankful. I'm like, there's food. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's really just new. And then my son was sick and he missed a whole week of school. It was a lot. We were just there sick together.
That is a lot. I felt so bad for y'all. I said, damn.
Yeah, literally. And like at school, you can't go back until 24. Like, so if you throw up on a Monday, you got to wait 24 hours to go back. So if you throw up Monday morning at 8, they're like, oh, he can't come to school Tuesday. I'm like,
oh. I know that. They didn't want to see Benjamin.
This man up in the house running around. I'm sick, boy. I'm sick because he didn't gave it to me. He had it first. He didn't gave it to me. He in the house yelling, running around. I'm just like, they could took that boy back to school. There was nothing wrong with that boy. Yeah. He going to talk about some. We're going to pull up to the school. He going to talk about some. You know what? my stomach kind of does hurt right now. I'm like, they're like, we can't. We just can't take them back right now. I'm like, all right. I got home. I got a bed. You don't play the game. Just sit there on the floor.
No, for real.
Sit on your bed or on the floor. Don't say nothing. I was so mad. Like, your stomach was not hurt. Didn't throw up not once. Then they called at school. They were like, Thursday, I finally let him go back. It was a half a day. They're like, oh, you got to come get him at 12. I'm like, I'll come and get him. They're going to talk about some. He threw up again. So you're going to have to keep him at home tomorrow. I'm like, Benny, so you threw up. He was like, yeah, I did. I'm like, he ain't been throwing up all week. He didn't even throw up when we got home. I'm like, okay.
But yeah. Benny was sipping that stall making noises.
Boy, got on my nerves, y'all. He was happy as hell to come home, too. He was like, swear, Mom. I'm like, yeah, sure you were. Sure you were.
Oh, bro.
But that was it.
Okay. Let's see. With me, I had a surgery. Everything went well. Thank goodness. I feel like I did get super down and like super depressed for a little bit, but I'm pretty sure like now looking back, it was like my hormones were all over the place is what had to happen. And then I started my period today. I said, oh, you know, when you just have one of those cries, I was like boohoo crying. I'm like, ah, not about the surgery, like not like everything with that was fine. But like, it was just like the next following days. Like I was just in bed for like a whole week. And then I finally, like, it was crazy because it's like, I didn't feel like in super pain, but it's one of those things like when you try to, I'm so used to being up and active and moving and doing a bunch of stuff on the weekends that I was trying to do shit. And my body was like, bitch, sit your ass down. So we actually went to the Black Effect podcast festival last Saturday in Atlanta. Yeah.
So it's what? This is the craziest thing, y'all. This happened. So it wasn't this week that just happened.
Yeah, the
it
other was last. Week. Yeah, we haven't shot in a minute. So
in 2 weeks.
We so haven't it been was, in the studio yeah. in a minute.
So it was like that week. I was sick. I was scared because we got all like hotel booked. Everything is booked. So I'm like getting scared because I'm sick. And then she just got out of surgery, but we pushed through and we were like, you know what? We're going to go to the Black Effect podcast.
Yeah. Cause we have like planned on it for like what? Like
months.
2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, we were excited because like last year they had it. We didn't have a pod. And so this year we were like, oh my God.
Yeah, we got a pod. We're like potters. We're showing up.
Yeah. Let's go. We're like, hey, no matter what, we're going. And it was a life changing experience. It was so
very inspiring.
It was very inspiring.
There were a couple like, you know, like things that kept like, you know, when small things keep going wrong. And it was like, I was just like tired. Like my energy, and I wasn't tired, but my energy was just low from like not being up to myself. But Ty stayed super positive and it like really carried me. But I'm glad we stayed through the full thing. We saw Gilly and Wallow. Their entire set was super inspiring. They started off with talking about like literally, I want to say he was talking about like 1 week, the dude was like, he called him. He was like, hey, he's like, we should start a podcast. And then literally 2 weeks later, they were up in a booth studio, had everything going. And then research stuff. And one thing they did say is like, and for us that we took in, at least I took in, was like, we have everything we need.
Yeah.
We really are everything we need. We have you guys watching us. Like, thank you so much. I'm like so excited to see how much further we go.
Me too.
Because it's just like, whoever comes along, you know what I mean? And it's all just going to align. It really is. Will. And it's like, we're not looking towards the negativity or anybody that's saying something down about us and things like that. Like, we made it past 8 episodes.
Somebody did tell us, they were like, you know, podcasters, we were out somewhere and they're like, well, you know, podcasters don't make it past 7 episodes.
Yeah, as the first thing they said to us, like, oh, we just started a podcast. Like, and it's just like, oh, okay.
I don't even think we even said we started a podcast. They brought up the pod.
And oh, that's they how did.
We never go up to anybody and be like, I started a pod.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little conversation starter. And you know how some people be trying to be sly with things. I check out of conversations very fast and easily. Ty is more quicker to clock some things. I heard it when I was just like, oh, okay. Didn't know that as a fact. But here we are. We're on episode 9, guys.
Thank y'all so much.
Yes, thank you. For real. And we saw Horrible Decisions. Their set was so amazing. We cannot wait to like show you guys what we have in store and more ideas and like where we go from here.
I love their set so much. Their set was so good. I've always wanted to see them in a live show, but this year was their last year touring and they're going to London or whatever. And I was just like, dang, I was so sad because I've always wanted to see them. They're amazing. And just to be able to go in that space and be able to see them, damn, I The damn head itching. The damn straws. Anyway. It was so fun to see them in that space. And then honestly, just talking to people that do podcasts. Because honestly, that was all that was there. Everybody did a pod.
It felt like people were doing for years. Yes. They were on episode 300 and something. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And we got compliments. And like, we did get other people. They were like, networking.
You're only on episode 6? We were only on episode 6 when we went there. We didn't know. We were just like, we want to come. We want to see what this is about. And honestly, I was just so happy. It was like, we got to meet real hustlers. That was really fighting for their podcast. I was fighting for their music. What's the one guy, the white boy with the t-shirt?
Ooh.
What's his name? I really want to shout him. I really liked him.
Shout out to him for real. Cause he was really grinding, like literally going up to people. We were literally waiting in line at this one food truck. I'm so mad. We got the wings, y'all. Okay, you know, when you spend some money on a nice, you know, them plates don't be cheap. It was like a little nice little $30. We got hit for a little $35.
Yeah.
Me and Ty even split that hoe. And I was like,
it wasn't good.
The wings weren't even fried hard or nothing.
The fries was good.
Let me get this man's name. Because honestly,
but it felt so good. I don't know if y'all ever heard of like the twin convention, but bitch, that's how I felt. I felt like I was at the Black Pod convention. Like, where that twins link up? I always wanted a twin to go to one of those conventions. But that's what it felt like. It just felt so inspiring. Everybody was there for the same thing. So when you're walking up talking about your pod, it didn't feel awkward.
Chris D'Amato is his name. Shout out to Chris. Like, super cool. He's from North Carolina. And yeah, he was very, very social. I saw him socializing with everybody.
Yep.
And he even posted us on his page as well. So shout out to him. Shout out to their stories.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was fun being there and just seeing the way that people weren't scared to walk up to you. Mm-hmm. It didn't make you feel weird or anything because, like, we're all here for literally the same thing. We all have a pod. And it was just, it felt really good to be in that space.
Mm-hmm. Ty even finessed us some seats.
Boy, I sure did.
We did not get them VIP tickets, okay? Not this year. But, shout out to that security guard who let us sit closer. But, yeah, that was pretty much my catch-up, I think, for everything. At least I can think for now. One thing for sure, I guess, that I had to reflect on myself, like I'm big on right now, is making sure that I have to shift my headspace energy, like, because there is times when I really would be super down and out, like, and allow myself to just be in those spaces. But, like, I just have to shift everything because, I don't know, I just woke up and I'm like, I got stuff to do for the pod. So let me start editing on that. And then went to work, pod stuff then, get off work, more pod stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's super fun. Like, creating the pod has been, it's just been, like, a super fun place. For both of us. That's why I kind of wanted to go to therapy. That's what I was kind of needing, because I feel like I'm in a spot right now where I'm not doing enough. And that's just because, like, the pod is going and it's going great. And I'm like, okay, this is great. But I feel like I need to be doing more, like more content on TikTok, more content on my personal YouTube, more, you know, trying to do stuff in the fitness, like doing like with people, because I'm still going to the gym. I always go to the gym no matter what. Even if you don't see me, I'm there 5 days out of the week. But that's what I was just wanted to kind of talk to her about, getting more organized on that schedule of like expanding. But I just wanted somebody to maybe reassure me that like, you're fine.
Yeah.
A professional though. Like I can, you know, you, my sister, my mom all day. But it's like someone that is on a professional level that doesn't know me, that doesn't have a biased opinion. Like she's like, you're good.
No, she's raw with it too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The nicest way. And she has so many different perspectives. I'm like, dang girl, like what made you think to say that or ask that next? Yeah. And it's not even that.
No, the question she don't tell
you
nothing.
She don't tell you anything. Like, you really kind of come to that conclusion yourself based off of what she asked you. And I feel like, wow, you did your thing.
All right. So I wanted to get into some questions today. Just a little sprinkle, dazzle, dazzle, razzle, dazzle.
You always want to ask somebody some questions.
I love asking people questions, y'all. It's either a game with me or it's questions. It's just, you know, I just need to know. And I need y'all to be answering some of these questions. Like, I just need you to write something in the comment. Don't forget to comment.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Don't be shy to comment. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff to our YouTube and all of our audio platforms. Go ahead and leave us a review, what you guys think so far. For real, for real. Please.
Please.
We love you dearly.
We really do.
Thank you.
All right. I just want to ask some quick questions. Sex on the first date.
No.
Just yes or no. Okay.
What about you?
Definitely not. I do not.
I was like, I know you're about to skip this question and then I asked you something. Girl.
Definitely not. Y'all know I don't even be fucking with these niggas like that. I do not fuck on the first date. Nigga,
have you
please.
Ever had a one night stand?
Never. I make them wait so long. I know they be like, bitch. I know they be thinking that.
What a prude.
That's why we be dating. They be like, bitch, you made me wait this long. I might as well just date you. I might as well wife her up. Why not? Like,
Do you make them ask you to, like, do you wait for them to ask you to actually be their girlfriend? Or do y'all kind of just come to the conclusion? Like, do you just be floating, like floating around? Like, okay, it's been a couple months. Like, so that's, do you just be like, okay, my man?
No, the niggas kind of be trapping me. So I need to, that's why I said I need to stop doing it.
What do you mean? How do they trap you? Because
they will, I don't know that we're dating. Like, I'm just like, oh, cutesy dates. You know, like, I'm thinking, like, I'm just moving and grooving in life. Like, because the thing with me is it's not like I'm like, ew, no, I'm not fucking you on the first date. I just don't like nobody like that. I've never in my life, no offense to any nigga I've ever dated or talked to. I'm sorry, but I ain't never seen no nigga that was so fine. I said, oh, my God, I got to fuck him right now. I've never seen a nigga in my life look like that.
I don't
ever. I'm so sorry. Even if you came across my eye, I've never seen anybody. I'm not a man. Like, I hear men all the time, like, I want to fuck her so bad. I'm like, oh my God. I've never thought that in my life about no nigga I've ever seen in my life.
You niggas are too damn horny.
Yeah, like, I've never seen that before with any man. So it really takes us to get to know each other and then our personality. And then I got to know if you're like weird or not. You got to like just take a little time to build up. Because you niggas be weird.
They
niggas
do.
Niggas be weird.
Niggas definitely be weird out here.
And they try to like, they just be weird. And so I just have to, it's not of that nature. I don't want to, but it's like the vibe has to be right. And it just, like I said, it ain't never been right on the first date. I'm like, I'm out of here. Bye. Like, thank you. I'm out. But no, I've never had sex on the first date. But I guess if it like happens in the future, it happens, but I just still doubt it. I just know how I am. So no sex on the first date.
Okay.
Would you date someone if they weren't romantic? Or does it matter actually if they, do you think you could teach somebody romance?
No, I think you can show people like certain things and like, I don't know. I feel like you can, for me, example, like, I feel like you can try to, I feel like it just depends. I don't know. Depends on the person. I feel like you can. But the thing is, people have different love languages. But I don't know. I feel like one thing that worked on me is someone was doing certain things to me that I never had done before. And I was like, dang, I kind of mirrored it a little bit. And that's, I feel like, maybe a way. But what if that person doesn't mirror you? Is that, you know what I mean? Like, so if you feel like you're a romantic person and you're doing all these things for this person, not that you do it for, of course, for them to do anything in return, but like maybe things small, like kisses on the forehead or like certain touches or hand holding. Is that person uncomfortable? Do they like pull away?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like even romance of like, I don't know. I feel like some of that stuff is really built in you of like to be thoughtful of like want. It's just that desire to
want to
cater for someone, another person.
That's like,
so maybe not. I don't think you can teach romance.
Yeah. I think, it's either in you. It's like, it's like good gift giving. Mm-hmm. You either bad at it or you may be good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true.
I have to give your ass options and pick 1 through 8. Yeah. Some niggas just know how to buy that shit and they know what you like.
Yeah, was it a one girl who made a TikTok and she was like, her man isn't like necessarily romantic in a certain way, but he was like building her a bunch of stuff. Like, he built her like a dresser or like, what's it called? Your beauty room thing and everything like that. And
I had that happen to me before too. So that actually makes sense. Like, that's his love language of basically he likes doing that for you. And
but is that romance?
I don't know. I don't think that's romance.
That's like what he likes to do.
Yeah. To me, romance is like good dates, planning good dates, even if it's like inside your house date, right? Say if you come home from a long day at work and you just got out our favorite takeout from somewhere and our favorite show and it's the lights are dimmed and it's candles everywhere. To me, that's like romance.
Yeah.
You know, or like the Valentine's Day that I had that was out and it was decorated.
Really, really sweet.
You know what I'm saying? To me, like, I didn't have to teach him that. And it's honestly, you can Google it if you're not romantic, but it's like, sorry. But I don't want to date a man that's not romantic. I feel like in my relationships, they've all been pretty romance. I have an ex that he is a romantic ass nigga. Like, I will say, I would give him that. Like, I remember one time I helped him like with his new girlfriend when he had it, his new girlfriend. I helped him. He was like, I really want to do something nice. Like, what can I do? I was like, hire like a private chef.
Yeah.
And he did. And it was like, but it's just that. What can I do? I want to do something. That's really all. You know what I'm saying? He was like, was something creative. And I was like, you should do this. And he was like, oh, okay, yes.
You think
and
that's something that he could take and like continuously do he for did. Her?
No, he did. Oh, no, okay. He still does.
I love that. Like, okay, yeah.
Never asked me for anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I just gave. And I think like he probably didn't even ask me. I told him about it. I sent him right. the personal chef. I was like, you should do this. And he was like, hell yeah.
I love that.
And he did his own spin on it. So it was like, that's all he took. But he does that constantly. Even when we were dating, he would do that all the time. And now like even his relationship, he does that constantly.
Yeah.
All the time. And I love that. I'm like, I love that. You know, keep that alive because I feel like that's what keeps a relationship fresh. Keeps it new.
It is continuously always like forever dating and not losing that interest. It kind of made me think of when I at one point, so I like learned, I used to always be like, I'm not, what's it called?
Romantic?
I used to be like, yeah, no, not romantic, but mushy or in like
intimate. Intimacy?
Not, what am I trying to say? Oh my God. Affectionate.
Oh.
Yeah. Word was like gone out of my brain. But I wasn't at one point. I just feel like I just wasn't used to it. Like being like super
that.
Hugged or like kissed and like touched and stuff. I was like, even one time I was like, I was going on this date and this dude I first met and we were going to movies or whatever. And I think he was like trying to hold my hand or something. And I was like, I don't know you like that. I mean, what'd honestly. You say? I didn't say that to him. I think at that point, I was like, yeah, this is younger me, by the way. And I texted Ty, or I was telling you about it.
It was me and Dollar
in the car. Yeah, I was like, he tried to hold my hand. And you were like.
I really was. I was on her ass, y'all. I was like, girl, like, date outside your comfort zone. I hate when people date the same niggas over. Y'all, that. Ashley knows how bad that pisses me off. I hate.
The same genre of nigga. Like, literally, not even. Okay, so let me stop saying nigga. I'm so sorry. We love the men.
Fuck you niggas. Anyway, I hate when people date the same genre. Like everybody, that's why I think it trips out. You guys, I would never wear a hat again on this pod. It's just too much. You don't have no idea what we just been through. But anyway, I hate when women date, or anybody. I hate when people literally, it gets under my skin when they keep dating the same freaking person. And all my, it's so funny, when I date guys, they're like, who is your ex? I'm like, why do you want to know that? Because I would never ask you to see your ex because I don't give a damn.
Yeah. Do y'all ask to see your ex? So do you ask the current person you're dating to see a picture of their ex or who their ex is? Like, do you find them out? Or like, not saying like if you already knew who they are type of thing, but like if you didn't know them, like, do you ask like your guy or your girl, whoever you're talking to, like, oh, let me see their Instagram or something like that? Or do you voluntarily show it? Because I keep thinking about some of our earlier episodes. We're talking about being a hater. And I was like, no, I really haven't really hated nobody.
We never said that on here.
No,
we just talk about it ourselves.
What have we talked about?
I don't know. We never talked about it because I could tell my hating stories.
Hey, they are bringing back hate. Who said that? Kendrick? Yeah, we're going to get into him in a second.
I hate the way you talk.
Niggas is bringing back hate. I said, dang, I thought we were bringing back shame first. So let's slow it down.
That's why they hate it.
Because I saw somebody else on the timeline. Back, they were like talking about hate. I hate. I said, damn.
Yeah. No, it's really Twitter. Crazy because back to what I was saying, I never date the same men. And I think they like get confused by that. They're like, what is your type? And I'm like, oh, I don't have a type. It's really personality. It's like it really just good morals. Good person. You know what I'm saying? It's just
Do you feel like it's type as in like look? Like the
looks? No, I definitely don't. You know I don't have a look type. No, Ashley, I don't stop fucking playing. My dream guy is a redhead, a very tall.
When she say tall, she mean what? 6'6", 6'7".
That is my type with red hair. It's like one of my dreams. So we can have red hair, little black babies. I think that is so fine. I think niggas with red hairs is, I don't know. Don't be in my DMs because, Lord, I don't know what I've been attracting lately. I said I had never had this much disrespect in my life. I'm actually starting to get offended in that bitch. What is going on in here?
Nigga said, show the balls.
A nigga talk about some, are you the ball? He said, what is that? You the close friend, Banji? I'm like, look what I invited.
The corn balls are out.
How, exactly. Y'all, somebody just hit me up in my DMs. Gonna talk about some who you belong to. I felt so disrespected. I had to reply to him like I was his mama. I felt like I was talking to Benny. I said, young man.
I didn't say that, but that would have been funny. You should have done a voice note.
I should have said, young ma'am. I mean, young sir. Don't ever write that in a woman's comment. He was like, it was just trying to grab attention.
Can't believe your fingers had the fucking nerve to even type that out, bitch.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah. Honestly, fuck him for that. Honestly, that would have pissed me off.
Clean, I'm not going to lie. I was
clean pissed me off. Who do you belong to?
Who called himself? You? Oh, no. That was so crazy to me.
Your mama should have swallowed your ass, bitch.
Oh, no. She's just really going in on you right now.
Honestly, that would have pissed me off. I'm sorry. That was so disrespectful.
It was disrespectful. I'm like, who? What does that mean? I didn't even know what that meant. I've never been so disrespected in my life, guys. I felt like one of those white girls that was like, oh, my God, what just happened? Did I get punched in the face? Because that's how I felt. Like, oh, my God, she's an animal. Look, that's how I was looking at that message. I said, who talks like this? I was, like, really in shock. I was in shambles. I was in it, like, I read about five times because I said, I know I probably somebody have said something crazy to me before. But, like, just recently, that was the most disrespect I've ever seen in my life. Who do you belong to? I kept rereading it like I was illiterate. I said, who do you belong to? I was like, whoa.
Oh, my God.
It blew me. It blew me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But every guy, I feel like they are different. I just like a guy, like I said, with good morals. It just depends who I come across.
Yeah.
Good money.
Hey.
The more I make, the more you got to make, baby. We're in competition with each other. My taste is starting to go up. The bigger the bag, the bigger the taste. Because I'm not, no. Could have caught me when I was broke. Still may catch me on a good Saturday night. I don't know.
What was the question?
I forgot what the question was. Let's get into the Kendrick diss.
Let's get into it. I feel like I was not an active listener. I was more of the, I saw him talking about it on Twitter. I said, oh, shit, let me go listen to one song. Listen to it once. I feel like I only listened to everything one time. So I don't know all the lyrics yet.
Me and Benny have been bumping the shit out of you for you. Yeah. Like, it's literally my song. I got so hyped when I seen them put it on Instagram. I've been waiting because they didn't have it on there. They just put it on there, I feel like, yesterday. Honestly, it's so good. I was all ready for Kendrick when he dropped the first disc. Like, I already knew that he was just going to eat Aubrey up. I'm not going to lie to you. And it was, like, Aubrey's was good. Families Matters was good. But then Kendrick dropped again.
Yeah, the drop again, I was like, oh.
It just, like, trumpled your shit. And then he just dropped again an hour ago. So it just, like, it just at this point, it's like, it's really okay to lose.
And then the last one was boppy. So that one, I'm definitely going
to
replay.
It's crazy to me. Euphoria was boppy. And I loved it
and
because
it was
a
West Coast sound to it. What is the title of the last one that he dropped? I know you know, Brittany.
Shit, I'm listening to, oh, Not Like Us.
He played it to it as soon as we walked in Not Like studio. Us. Not Like Us?
Yeah, Not Like Us. The album cover is like aerial shot of Drake's property with pedophile tags on there.
Oh, wow.
It's just like I feel like right now it's such good for history. I love things like this. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, you know, because we had like Biggie and Tupac, of course, and then we had Nas and Jay-Z.
I don't even remember that. Do you remember that?
I don't remember, but today I went back to listen and I was like, damn, Kendrick just took the fuck off.
That's smart.
Because I'm not going to lie, I went back just to refresh my memory, but Nas took off too. I felt like I said, and Nas is fine to me now.
That man is fine as hell.
That nigga fine as shit.
Super fine.
That man right there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And if you know me, you know I don't like old men. I do not. You don't.
Obviously, that is crazy. You do not like old niggas. She considers an old nigga
32.
She considers an old.
If you look 32, then it's a problem. You should not. Nobody should even look in 31. Let me. In your 30s, you do not look old. 30 is not old. So you do not need to be 32 looking 42. That really pisses me off. Like, what are, why?
Why is 32 the cutoff right now? I'm really blown because I was.
The young niggas are stupid and immature. It's like, there's no winning. Now I see what women talk about when you get to that age. But I keep seeing women, they said that if they were in their 20s, they wouldn't waste their time with them little boys.
I don't get it. Boys. Like, I'm like, have you talked to a 21-year-old?
Have you
today?
Talked to a 25-year-old or a 26-year-old? Just that gap alone, it does something.
Yes, it does a lot.
And it's only two. We're literally right there. I was only in a diaper when your ass was one. I was in a diaper. Like, I know we're still in the playpen playing together, but it's still a difference in a conversation.
I had a conversation with a 22-year-old. That's actually a really dope artist, by the way. But anywho, like, it was about to be my birthday at the time. He was like, oh, how old are you about to turn? He's like, wow, you look great. I'm like, damn.
In my 20s.
I said I'm about to turn 29, nigga. Oh, what?
In my 20s. It's crazy how, like, I see girls on the internet and they're like 25 auntie status.
The auntie, y'all need to chill with labeling yourself as aunties, because like, whoa. Let's find the map again.
Yeah. let's find the plot. They age themselves. Isn't that weird? I feel like we're so young, and I'm like
Jada and them
to me.
Do that a lot. Like that's Jada, crazy. I don't know if y'all hear them talk and they're like, oh my gosh, we're about to be 23. We're so old. Auntie status. I'm like, damn, I could have sworn that was still like little sis stage. Yeah. Like, damn.
It's crazy because I feel like we're in our late 20s and I'm like, we're so young. Like, to me, 30 is young. When I see
women. It's extremely
women,
young.
When I, it is. It's extremely like, young. I'm like, I have a grandma that's 84. I'm like, what the hell? Like, that is super young. I'm so confused. I'm like, are people planning on, like, passing away early? Or you you don't see it? I'm like, I don't know what that is. I'm like 30. I be looking at people that are 45. And when they pass away, I'm like, dang, that is young.
That's young. It is young.
I'm like, what are it y'all is. 20 and 30 years old? I'm like, are they like, y'all look good? I'm like,
I said, damn.
They be saying that to women that are 30. I'm like, what are they supposed to look
you
like?
You look great for your age. How old are you? 27. Like, damn, that's insane.
I'm like, what? It makes no sense to me. Anyway, we digress. So we weren't around. We were around when they did
like,
do
we
the
were
disc.
Born,
we were
but
born,
I don't remember that.
But we don't.
My parents
remember,
weren't
yeah.
into it. My parents,
yeah.
My mom played music, but it was Mary J. But we didn't listen to that.
No, my mom was definitely not. I was definitely hearing that with my badass cousins. Me and my badass cousin, literally, we was doing some badass shit.
You know, I remember as a little kid, I want to say my older cousin was babysitting us, like Chicken Head.
We did play Bok Bok.
And it was another song.
Oh, yeah, Skelly.
What's
bag.
The one?
Got
in
no
here,
hand in the bag.
Hot, I remember saying, in here. I remember I went to my parents. My dad was so mad we were saying that. We're like, up in here. Because, you know.
I know he was.
Like some little ass kids.
I know he was mad as hell. Like.
My parents strict as fuck, y'all. Love them down.
I ain't going to lie. I met stricter parents.
Huh?
I met stricter parents.
Stricter than mine?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing about mine, I feel like, maybe not as strict. My dad's just mean.
I was going to say, yeah, it's not strict. He's just...
My dad's funny. He's just funny, an asshole. Like,
he's hilarious. He is funny as hell. Yeah, I remember literally watching BET with my cousins, and we would like twerk like the girls would do.
Yeah, I was doing that with my cousins, and their mom was young. So like, yeah,
said,
their mom was my mom's niece. So like, we was having a time. Me and my cousin April Tanya. I remember. Oh, no, I don't know what it was like. They had this old place that was out north or somewhere out east. And I remember just being like, they was like, hey, we had a little circle. They was like, hey.
Me and my cousins used to be in that bitch lane. We had so much fun. It was my cousin Peanut, my cousin Tasha, my cousin Armani, Nautica, and Fat Boy. And having a time.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I was the only child until I left. But I would like, we would always stay the night together and stuff. So it really didn't even kind of feel like that until like, I guess I was going home. We got to go to like maybe school or something. But who cares? Like at that point, you know, but it was super fun. We did a lot of bad shit. That's why I'm like, people talk about the kids now with the internet. I'm like, nah, baby, they just recorded now. But we were bad. We were bad. We just didn't have nobody in our face recording everything that we did all the time. But kids were definitely still bad growing up.
I'm not gonna lie.
In the 90s. In the 2000s. We were 2000s. We were in the 90s.
Definitely. When Ty would tell me some of these stories, I'm like, you literally sound like you lived a...
She literally says this all the time.
Like, there's only very few people I'd be like, oh, you sound like you're living a movie lifestyle. Ty's life sounds like a freaking story plot of an American tween teenager TV show. I'm
I really
like,
had some fun.
Oh, wow.
I really had a lot of fun.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
I think it's dope.
Yeah, I really had a
like,
really
I
good
like
childhood.
How you're supposed to live life.
Yeah.
Know?
I feel bad for my kid because I'm like, your childhood isn't shit like mine. Like, my shit's on his childhood. I feel bad about it, but I love it. Like, I wouldn't trade my childhood for nothing in the world.
And you be telling Benny that. I'm like, damn.
She's
like, all right, old man, old woman.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. He's another person, but that's understandable why he think we're old. He's a kid.
He's freaking 8.
Yeah, you think everybody old.
An 8-year-old would. I feel like an 8.
You think
I called,
19-year-old is old.
I'm like, I remember I was like, where were we? I was younger. And I remember somebody was trying to like call my mom. Like, how old is she or whatever at the little camp, the little summer camp thing. And I was like, I don't know, 50, 60? Yeah. She was only like 20-something. I had no concept of age, bro.
They were like, damn, your mama old.
My mama was real fine. Okay, she had body hips, like, you know what I mean?
You got
so,
body.
Yeah.
It's funny. I will never forget this one time when I was in middle school. My mom was with me at the mall. And I remember it was me and my sister. And we're like, oh my God, these older guys are coming to talk to us. They're like high schoolers. They talked to my mom. I was like, They were trying to hit on my mom. I was like, we're like everybody chill out. They're walking over here. And my mom was like, okay, you know, y'all do y'all, like whatever.
Oh, your mom's so nice.
Yeah, she was like, okay, you know, whatever. And then, because he was only like, he had to be like freshman. It wasn't like super old. You know what I'm saying?
We were just like a 16-year-old or no, a 14, 15.
Yeah, we were like literally eighth grade, like going there next year. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, y'all were like, so y'all were like, what, 12, 13?
Yeah, we were going into high school, but he probably was going into sophomore year. They weren't like super duper old, but they were in high school. We're like, oh my God, yes, they're coming over here. Like, oh my God, oh my God. And he was like, hey, can I get your number? And we were like, he was like, no, her right there in the back. It was my mom. I was like, that's my mom. Let's go. It's just embarrassing. My mom was like, oh no. My mom do not. My mama's not one of them. My mom like, no. So embarrassing. I was so embarrassed. I was like, okay.
I love me.
She do not.
I love me some Chiyoko.
She like, oh yeah, it's time to go. I'm like, that is crazy. And it's crazy because Tim tried to talk to my mom before he met me.
That's wild.
He didn't know how old she was. How? He was like, I was going to try to hit on her because I worked together.
Oh.
And then when, I guess like me and him and our other friend, one of my other girlfriends, we started all hanging out. And then he met my mom. He was like, oh my God. I was about to hit on her. I'm like, you wouldn't have got far. You wouldn't have got far.
She don't go to him like,
cut the shit.
Nigga, like, get out of my face.
That shit is wild. I'm like, my mama, bro. Now we got a kid together. Look at him. He ate. That's crazy as hell. But yeah.
That's crazy.
That was funny. It's just like, it's just comical. This drink is hitting.
It's fucking hitting. And it was, this glass is big as shit. So damn.
Oh, wait, guys. I had a story to tell you. This podcast is all over the place, and that's okay. I had a story because I said I was going to drop it Tuesday. I got, so if you have not watched episode 8, please go back and watch it. So Ashley was telling a story on there about how when she went to a party one time, someone tried to hit on her man, and y'all can see my blood was boiling. I was over here turning into a little tomato. I was getting mad. But like out of all that anger, I forgot to tell y'all my story of what happened to me and why I got so pissed off at the story. So I dated this guy and I worked at the place that we met at.
The trap.
We worked at the trap and I had a boyfriend. And this bitch that worked with me, we all worked there together. She worked there as well. And basically the guy that I was dating, he went outside to go smoke. And she went out there to follow him. I was in there, you know, being cute because I don't smoke. You know, I'm in there with my friends, whatever. And so she go out there and she was telling him, she's like, can I hit your black and mild? And he's like, no. Because why would you ask him that? Anywho, she tried to proceed to like hit on him twice. And he was like, my girl works here and so do you. And it was just like the disrespect. And she did it twice. And then y'all, what makes it worse, I had a party at my house and she tried to pull up at my house and had to get kicked the fuck out. Because why would you come to my house and then try to message me and say that she never tried to hit on my man?
Yikes.
What a time. And I don't like that. And so I respect him because, you know, why would you, you know, you like, I'm not going to, like, you're not going to disrespect me. Like, bitch, what? But I just think that it's crazy that women will really do that. I've never in my life went up to a nigga that somebody else has. Or a man, sorry, that someone else has, and I'm trying to, I'm trying to convince him. And I felt like maybe the first time it was just a little bit embarrassing, so she probably did it again to see. And I feel like that could be embarrassing as a woman, but it's not embarrassing that you shoot your shot. It's more so embarrassing that why are you doing that with men that have girlfriends? Because I heard, I don't know if it's true, but another girl that we worked with, she made out with her boyfriend.
Oh, the girl that, yeah. Oh,
So it was like another girl.
That one.
Yeah. So the girl that was trying to get with my boyfriend, it was another girl that worked there and she made out with that other girl's boyfriend.
The trap was such messy times, y'all.
It was just
so messy.
It was very. And just, why are you, why would you lie to me?
Little pit bull.
But honestly, what would you be able to say though to somebody that said that? Imagine if you're really trying to get, let's play it out. Let's role play. Are you trying to talk to my man? What can you say?
I don't know.
I don't blame her for lying to me. Because what could you say? So I'm like, who am I going to believe? You
or I mean, him? I feel like she was very, like, the type that was like, yeah.
But she didn't. When she messaged me, she was saying, she was like, I never did that ever.
Oh.
I just put it on. I read it and didn't open it.
Y'all messaging.
That's she crazy. Did message me. And she was like, I don't know what was said, but I never done that or whatever. But I'm like, why would he just lie and come in here and say that? I saw you over there multiple times. I didn't know what you were talking about because I just didn't think somebody would do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like morally, like I seen her over there talking to him, but I didn't care because I was like, I'm not insecure either. I'm just like, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I didn't know you were trying to do that. And then he came back and he was like, she was like on that.
Yeah.
And then
I wouldn't have guessed that she was on that either because I thought she was like a cool person.
Yeah, we thought she was a cool person. Then I found out she did that to another girl making out with her man.
And the other girl, bless her
heart. Bless her heart.
What?
Now, Fran. That's our beep. Because that's what Brandon's going to have to do.
Time stamp.
Let's just close it out.
Let's close out that story for real. And on to our cherry pop
that cherry. Or you want to do the cherry pop instead of the advice?
Oh, we can just save it. Oops, sorry. On to the advice. Oh,
somebody told us that we
I
should
meant to talk to you about this.
Yes.
Before you say it too. Oh.
Let's do cherry pop and then
Okay, sorry. So we got a name suggestion, but let me what do y'all think about the name? Okay. I'm going to let you say it. I don't know.
So let's just do cherry pop and then next episode we'll do the whipped so we can figure it out.
Okay. So the thing is, I love the name cherry whip, but I feel like it didn't match up to us telling a story.
I was thinking that too. Maybe we should do cherry pop.
But I want to use cherry whipped for something.
Maybe we should use cherry pop. I mean, cherry whip for the sex segment and then cherry pop because it's like a question. Pop.
Oh, a pop a question.
Yeah. So okay, we just change it around.
It's like, ooh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll do that. Okay, you guys, so we are switching shit up. We are going to do, so somebody told us to do name our advice Cherry Whipped. So what we're going to do, we're going to name our sex segment Cherry Whipped, and now we're going to name our advice Cherry Pop.
Yes.
So it's like a question.
Switching stuff around.
So we're going to switch some stuff around because we really love that name.
And shout out to Bobby. Bobby the photographer. I met him at a random party when I first started going to parties by myself in Nashville. I don't think I was living in Nashville yet, but yeah, I definitely had antisocial shit still going on, anxiety. But shout out to him. I mean,
he's a photographer.
So cool. Yeah.
Bobby is so cool. And I love that so much. And he is the one that gave us the name and shout out to Bobby because he's super cool. Thank you so much. We love that.
Love you for that one.
We really love that. So for our cherry whip today, I really don't got none.
Do y'all wax still if like you're not sexually active?
This or that. Yeah. For myself. Right now, I'm not going to lie, because I was supposed to get laser. I know that's right. Because I was actually supposed to get laser hair removal if we're being transparent. I was supposed to get laser hair removal, and I keep pushing the appointment back. And I'm looking down there, and I'm like, bitch. You know? Like, bitch. Seriously? Yeah. You know? When I don't, because I go years without, like, when 2018, when I didn't have sex with nobody, like, I still got it. I just got to. Because I play with myself a lot.
I mean, I trim myself.
We need to see what's down
I'm
there.
Just like,
me and my
I'm
vibrator.
Like, all like, whoa, like it just it's like fresh air.
Yeah, it's so crazy because I'll have bad dreams if I have a hairy pussy, I swear. I have a dream that I'm about
hairy
to pull.
Pussy. What's that?
Yeah. What did I was
insecure.
Dirty. What was it? What did she say?
Said dirty pussy or something. Yeah. What did she say?
Her friend was pissed. Her friend was like, that's about me. And the nigga walked off, remember? Then when he seen her on the street, he said,
have y'all seen that episode of Insecure?
That's the first episode, I think. Ain't it?
It is in the first season. I want to say it is the beginning episodes. That shit had me so weak when the little kids are saying it. Oh, my broken pussy. That's
broken
what it
pussy,
was.
Maybe it's broken really pussy. Broken pussy.
Hey, not me rhyming broken pussy with hairy pussy. She had a dream about hairy pussy, but I feel like that's something that Issa would write in her stuff too.
That shit is funny. No, for real. It's like, it's just because if I'm down there, I just don't like hair. I always think in the 80s or 90s, whatever. I don't know.
The 70s.
I'm like, how the fuck? yuck. Anyways, like
jungle fever.
Yeah, for real. But like, no, if I have a hair pussy, I'll have bad dreams, and it would be like me at an auditorium with everybody there, and then I don't have no pants on. I'll look down.
Like,
pussy
what?
Hair. I swear, if when I'm not put together, I'll have weird dreams like that. Especially like here, I'll just be in an auditorium and I'll be like saying a speech.
I just don't understand the place. I can see like, you know what I'm saying? Someone hit you up like, oh, we finna go on a yacht tonight.
Nope,
and the fear is like, oh shit, you got this bikini bottom that's got cut and you got, woo, you
it's
know, a bush.
That. I swear, it'd be like weird shit like that. Or I'm at a cafeteria. And I'm like, why? This is embarrassing. And that's why like, I gotta get it off. And when I shave, I mean, I never shave, but when I wax, I never have those dreams. Never. My body fighting against the hair. It don't even like the shit. It can't even stand it. We just don't like it. You know?
We don't align. Harry Pussy and me don't align.
It's just like I have a bad dream every time. I'm like, calm down. We got an appointment book. We're getting her lasered. And even with that, I'm scared because it's like you gotta shave. And I'm like, I have not shaved in.
You have to shave to get a laser?
Mm-hmm. You can't wax. And that's the thing.
I did not know that.
I have not shaved since I was like 17. I've been getting a wax for a very long time.
Same.
I refused
a razor, like the bumps and everything.
Yeah.
Topicals actually has a really good thing for that ingrowns. But it's like it's just pretty good. Even if after you get a wax to like it's like a little ball thing or whatever.
The blue one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because I don't even use I don't even use shampoo cream when I even do my armpits and legs. You know, like I just dry shit.
That should be blowing me. I'm like, my girl, use some conditioner.
And I only use
something.
A one blade. Everybody gets pissed off about that.
It's because I learned in YouTube, like younger me's like when younger me's like, how do you shave your legs?
Mm-hmm.
Like the best way to shave your legs. And they literally recommend a men's razor. And ever since then, I've always used really top quality men's razors. And because it glides on your body way better. Like it don't catch nothing and they last way longer. Their blades are sharper. It's so crazy. Like they got women buying cheap ass shit because it's pink and it don't even work the same. You can like nick yourself way easier.
I buy those
versus just getting a men's razor to just glide against your skin and it has a safeguard.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. I buy those ones at Walgreens at CVS. That's a dollar or two. And it come with a bunch of them in a pack and it got the one blade. Because in fairness, my hair is just very fine or whatever. I remember my mom used to have those razors and I would try and I would cut myself because it was too many fucking blades. I'm like, God damn. So I only use like even we
you
just
gotta
went to
get
Atlanta.
The glit. I recommend ladies out there if you do shave, we don't discriminate. Whatever you choose, like,
yeah, you can be hairy as fuck.
But
if you
the
want.
Glit one's really good. They have like one that has like the head that like does really good on your body. My hairs are fine on my legs and my arms, but the very few times blue moon that I shave my legs, that's what I use. And then at other times when it's like 911 for me, because I don't really mind body hair. When I be behind a bar, I'm like, let me get them underarms. So I just like, I save the razor for that to like touch up between waxers or something.
And then to make sure underarms super dark when you always shave.
Yeah. And another thing to help with that is, what's it called that you're supposed to put on your face for the second step after you wash your face?
Toner.
Toner helps with that if you have like dark. I use a hydrating toner or anything like that as well to kind of balance out. Tone your underarms if you have those issues as well. Because at one point I have eczema, and that's really hard for me to kind of control sometimes, especially if it starts breaking out and I can't get a wax. I really can't shave. So I have to like really treat it delicately because I have to keep it dry. And at that point, it's like hair around. So I don't know.
Keep it.
Shout out to my eczema girlies. You're not alone out here. Okay.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I just use my one little blade and I use a little bit of soap. She gets the job done. I don't have any ingrown hairs or anything like that. I don't know. My hairs are really, like, they grow in straight. Mm. They're, like, really fine. I don't have, like, even, like, down there, like, on my vagina. It just, they're straight hairs.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're not. My mom always says, she'd be like, bro, you got my mama jeans. My mom be like, you got my mama jeans. Because it really be, like, the hair on my arms is the hair on my leg. Like, I can go months, really. Like, I'd be going, like, a whole year and nobody would ever even know. Just because the hair grows so fine. So that's why I use the one blade. Because the other ones, they will, like, make me bleed or something like that. But usually just waxing, honestly.
If somebody got a plug to razors, go ahead and sponsor us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If somebody has a plug to laser hair removal, because I want to get my upper lip.
That, honestly, we really are looking into that. I would love to move into laser hair removal.
Yeah, we need to get into laser hair removal. So if you know anybody, because honestly, look at my upper lip.
You can't even see shit, bro.
Zoom in on that, Brenna.
That's right.
No, all right, but let's get into our next segment. So we're calling this one the cherry pop because yes. We have an advice letter. So advice is now cherry pop. So we're gonna.
All right, I'm gonna read our advice that one of our beautiful followers sent us. I'm gonna read it anonymous, but y'all want to give it a name? We had 37 people. Oh, sorry.
What about Veronica?
Veronica. It says, hi, y'all. I just want to start off by saying I'm loving the pod so far. I'd be so ready for Tuesdays. I love to hear that. LOL. But I need some advice on the situation that's been going on for a couple of months, and it's really stressing me out to my core. So me and my best friend have been inseparable for 4 years. We talk every day, and she's literally been through a lot with me. But I started dating a guy about 6 months ago, and she doesn't like him. Ooh. She's always telling me I need to break up with him. Ooh. And he has all these red flags, but I get frustrated because I just go to her to vent, not for her to tell me we need to break up. I know it's been only 6 months, but I really do want to be with him, and I love him, and I know he does too. I feel like we have a lot of triggers, and so we just have a lot of triggers, and so we get into arguments a lot. And it says, and we're trying to figure out the right way to communicate and work through it, and I believe that takes time. My best friend just always has something negative to say about him, and she gets mad when I invite him out places, and she has a boyfriend too. She put a bunch of exclamation points. She said, bitch, you got a man too.
My girl was tired of being out there at will.
Bro, she got so many exclamation points. She said she has a boyfriend too. So I'm like, why can't I invite my boyfriend too? Question mark. It's to the point to where I don't talk to, I don't talk about him to her anymore. And now I feel like I have no one to talk to. I feel better when I vent about my issues, and she's my best friend, so I feel like she should be a listener, that ear to listen, sorry, for me always, even if she doesn't agree, because I feel that's what we would do. Yeah. What do y'all think? That was long.
What kind of issues y'all are having in 6 months? What the fuck?
Y'all niggas are freshly, like, y'all supposed to be fucking like rabbits.
Oh, what?
It's crazy. I think I have this thing. I have this thing. So I'm a strong advocate on, if you have a man, you don't run to your friends, especially at the beginning, because they have to meet him. So don't ever run to your friends and tell them the bad, once you tell them the bad, that's the only thing that's going to be in their head. They're never going to.
It's like first impression.
It is. It's like, you keep telling me this bad, and I'm not even getting a chance to get to know him because you're telling me the bad. So I think that's the first problem that y'all had. But I think a discussion needs to be made that, like, hey, I actually do like this and I care about what you're saying. But I think you need to say, if I'm going to fuck up, let me do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes your friends have to fuck up before, you know, they just have to learn on their own. You know, I'm like that. I'm hard headed. It's like, girl, let me learn on my own. And when I bump my head, I can be like, bitch, you told me so. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
I agree with that. And we kind of touched on the last episode, like asking, like, okay, like, do you call your friend each time you have an issue with your man type of thing? But I'm like, I just want, like, what issues are you truly having in the first 6 months? Because, like, if you're going back and forth this early, I don't know. The friend might sense something, but I understand, like, or whatever, but. No, I don't understand.
No, don't. You don't have to. Not that you don't early. Have to be bothered.
I have to take that back. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, not, of course, everything has to be all fairy tales. Like, we live in real life here, but, like,
dang. She's probably seeing something you're not. You're probably,
like, what
blinded.
Are y'all talking about?
Yeah, I was gonna say, you honestly, in reality, I was trying to keep it sweet, but like, let me just be honest. You're probably being blinded, and you're telling her, and she's like, girl, no. But you can't see it because of y'all pillow talk is so good.
Yeah.
You know? I'm
definitely on some, like, be for real, girl. Like,
she's probably trying to really warn you and tell you, like, girl, this ain't the one. And I'm seeing it because everything that you're telling me, especially in the early months of 6 months. And I think also, I mean, that's how me and Ashley were. We had a moment like that. It was one of us was going dealing with a relationship and it was freshly new and one of us did not agree. We were like, cut him off. And it did, like, but I will say, yeah, it will get to a point where your friend doesn't even want to tell you. So I think sometimes we just got to let our friends go through that emotion and be like, you know, you just have to be there for them and be like, you know what? She's in love. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that you can do about it. Because it really ain't. At the end of the day, you know, you're going
to
be tired.
You're
going
to have to learn your own lessons. Like, I feel like things like.
It's easier said than done because I'm not, you know, she not in it. Your friend's not in. She's not having pillow talk. She's not dating him.
Your friend ain't getting that dick.
She not. Like. So she's like, she's just telling you of what she sees. And she's like, okay, this is a red flag. Break up with him because X, Y, and Z. But you're like, he does this X,
Y, and Z. And
another
thing, too, it's like a lot of people don't realize when you're like dumping like that sometimes. I don't know if she is necessarily, but like, it's like well, so like negative. Not the same, of course, like anything. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she's not talking about all the good things that happened between them two. And moments like that. So maybe the friend doesn't know any of the good stuff for real or sees it. But I don't know, girl. I think that my advice to you would be maybe just tell your friend like, hey, I kind of still want to fill this out for myself and explore it and kind of go from there and just let her know like I may not like your feedback, and then let her know too that you don't want her unsolicited opinions if you're not asking for them as well. Yeah. So you can just kind of fill it out for yourself.
Two of my friends, they told me, they said they were going through something in their relationship, and they sat me down and they talked to me and they said, I want to vent. Like, I'm coming to you to vent. I'm not coming for your opinion. I'm coming to vent. And they're like, and you're so harsh. It is like I was telling the truth. They admitted it, but that's not what they wanted to hear. And so you have to learn how to be a friend. Sometimes somebody's coming to you to vent. Stop telling her to break up with that man. She's going to have to learn on her own. She's going to do it when she's ready. But just have a conversation with her and say, hey, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you to vent. I'm not coming to you for your opinion.
You just want that validation.
You just
want to
talk. You just need to be heard. And then you're going to forget about it. He forgot about it. Now your friend's still mad. But that's why you need to call a therapist. That's why you need to get a therapist. You don't need your friend. You need a therapist.
You do.
But that is it, you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Two Besties on a Couch.
Make sure you comment, like, subscribe, and write us a review. Shout out to our people over at Shadow. Bye.